Honeybee, my heart is like a bird in motion. Won't you fly with me, sweet honeybee? You'll always be my queen.
That was Honeybee from La Pompe Jazz's new album called Passages, and they will be playing tomorrow in downtown Basalt at the first annual Pumpkin Jazz Festival. So I have the frontman of La Pompe Jazz here with me, David Lawrence. Welcome back to Express Yourself, David.
Thank you for having me, Cody. Really appreciate it.
How are things over in Denver?
You know, they're going really well. It's been a awesomely busy summer and fall, well, early fall, just getting into it. We did our first kind of real tour in the first week of September. We went out to the Midwest Gypsy Jazz Festival in Madison, Wisconsin. So we got to do three sets at the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest. And then we did a really fun swing dance in Minneapolis, stopped in Nebraska, and made it back home in time for our weekly gigs. So it was a really, really successful, good little trip, and got to show off our gypsy jazz to another part of the country. So it was pretty cool.
That sounds fun. What kind of connections do you have over there to the Midwest?
Well, there is a wonderful band called Harmonious Whale, and they've been, I don't know how long they've been gigging for, but probably at least 20, 25 years. They do a lot of the gypsy stuff and kind of Americana, a lot of originals. And they come out to Colorado and do some touring out here, and we connected with them the last 2 years. And that band hosts the Gypsy Fest. So they brought us out for it, and we were really, really excited to get to play with them and do a big jam with them at the end of the festival and get to know them more. So it was really cool.
What's the name of the band again?
Harmonious Whale.
Sweet.
Harmonious Whale. W-A-I-L.
So we have the Pumpkin Jazz Festival coming up Saturday, October 5th. That's tomorrow. And the Arts Campus at Willits is putting this on. And my understanding is that several jazz bands will be playing around Basalt. And where are you guys going to be at?
We're going to be at the Ann Coragulis Gallery. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong.
I think it's Ann Coralogos, I think, the gallery.
Coralogos. Yeah, so we're going to be at the gallery playing from 5 to 9-ish, I'm sure, with a few breaks in there. Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, this is the first year that they're doing the this Pumpkin Jazz event, but I'm really excited. My only regret is that we have to play the whole time, because there's so many, there's like 10 bands that are playing. It's going to be it's going to be a cool experience for the people coming to the festival, because they're going to, it's kind of like the opposite. Instead of having one stage where a bunch of bands play, there's 10 stages, and the people kind of get to move around through the city rather than the town, and get to check out all the different groups. It's a really cool format.
Yeah, the weather has been fantastic here as well, and I think it's supposed to continue this way through Saturday. I believe it's been in the 70s and just kind of chilly at night, and it seems like a really great time to get out there in downtown Basalt and check out some jazz acts like La Punk
right,
Jazz.
Yeah.
What have you guys been doing in Denver with your weekly gigs?
Well, our main gig that we started up in February of this year is a weekly residency at Union Station. So Union Station being the kind of transportation hub, it was renovated a few years back, and now there's a bunch of wonderful, wonderful restaurants. There's a great bar right in the center, the terminal bar, coffee shops, pizza place, sandwich shops, all this stuff. And right in the kind of the center, which they call the Great Hall, we're posted up right in the middle of it. We have our big speakers that we put out, and we kind of fill up the entire Great Hall with the music every single Tuesday night.
Wow.
So it's a free show, 7 to 9. And it's been really cool. Like, our fans have really got behind it, and it's become like a kind of really cool opportunity for people to, you know, they don't have to remember, like, oh, it's you know, happening on November, you know, 11th, and it's going to be at this time. It's like, no, it just happens every Tuesday from 7 to 9, and that way, and that we've seen a lot of bands that haven't seen us in a while, and then the swing dancers come out. Since we have a lot of swing dance fans, those people come out almost every, there's many people that come out every week, or at least, you know, every other week, and there's always at least, you know, 15, 20, yeah, dancers just hanging out and having a good time. And so it's really cool, entertaining for everyone to get to see, like, these cool swing dancers and then just have a nice cocktail or a dessert and lay back and listen to some jazz on Tuesday night. It's pretty cool.
That sounds great. And yeah, I was just about to ask about the swing dances that y'all told me about last time. Are there any other venues in Denver where you're hosting those?
We still do probably every other month. We do a swing dance at the Mercury Cafe, and that's a fun time. But our big flagship event that we do once a year, we're going into our fifth year, which kind of blows my mind. It's called the Speakeasy Soiree. And that event, we're actually going live with our ticketing tomorrow. We just announced today, and I'm going to be making some more posts about it on our social media channels, that we are going to be collaborating with a wonderful clarinetist and vocalist, Chloe Fiorenzo from New Orleans.
Ooh.
So we're flying Chloe out. She is so unbelievable. She just put out this great video with kind of a viral hit band, the Postmodern Jukebox. Mm-hmm. She's toured with Cokie Lafarge, Asleep at the Wheel, and is just a wonderful person and a really fun performer. And she's going to be doing two sets with us at the Speakeasy Soiree, which is happening in January. So it's a really cool event. We have like 500 people. There's vintage vendors. There's swing dance lessons. There's aerial dance, you know, silk dancing, hula hooping. It's like a whole vintage extravaganza event.
Wow.
Thing that we throw. And yeah, our fifth year is happening, and that's January.
The Speakeasy Soiree?
Yep, Speakeasy Soiree, speakeasysoiree.com, and that's all the information on that.
And that sounds so fun, like Carbondale style. I bet people here would really get a hoot out of something like that.
I know. We should do, we got to do like a Speakeasy Soiree Carbondale edition one day.
Yeah. So I'm trying to nudge Katie and Kay to host a concert with you guys coming up this winter, or whenever your next visit out here to the Roaring Fork Valley will be. And we're talking about the Thunder River Theater, that we might be able to do some concerts with them. So
yeah, that'd be really fun. Well, we got to keep working on that.
Yeah,
I love Carbondale so much. We're so lucky that we get to come up and get to be in Carbondale and in Basalt I mean, we don't really, we do the weddings in Aspen and stuff like that, but more fun to usually stay in Carbondale with you guys.
So you guys just released a new album called Passages, and it's been getting quite a bit of airplay here at KD&K. I've played it on a couple of my shows and put it on our overnight rotation, and it all sounds excellent to me. Tell us a little bit about the album, David.
Yeah, will do. So Passages was put out in June of this year, and it's our first go at doing a really kind of full production in studio, all original album. So we it started with a Kickstarter that we did in November of that year. We wrote the album in last August. We did a Kickstarter in November. We recorded it in December, January, and ended up putting it out by June. So it's kind of actually fast. We learned our lesson that it takes more than just half a year to make an album. But we got it done. We did it. We're really, really stoked with the product and how it did. It was just slightly stressful at times when you're making a lot of decisions on album art and promotion and all those things like that. But it was a super cool learning experience and a really fun, you know, album. And it just the actual music itself turned out so good. We got to work with Mighty Fine Productions, which is basically the best recording studio for jazz in Denver. And then we got it mastered by a Grammy Award winning engineer, David Glasser, that was done in Boulder. And that was cool. We got to go up to his studio in Boulder and listen to the album getting mastered on like the biggest and most expensive, nice speakers I've ever seen in my life. Wonderful speakers. So it was a really cool experience. The whole writing process was really fun. We got like holed up in a cabin in Bailey, Colorado together down 285, kind of on the way to Buena Vista, Salida. And we got in there and brought all the little tidbits of songs and melodies and arrangements that we had. And we kind of got into the nitty gritty and wrote stuff and ended up with 10 songs for the album.
Yeah, the album sounds fantastic. So we're definitely going to play another one from that when we end the interview. I understand you're also making your own solo album, David.
Yeah, so I was a chef at a brew pub restaurant in Denver. I've been a chef for probably 12, 13 years, ever since I got out of college, and love cooking. I love food, but I, of course, love music as well. And about 2 years ago, right as I got married, I ended up quitting my job as the head chef and moving into doing music full time. And then in the last 6 months, I've completely transitioned into doing music for my livelihood, which has been a really awesome experience, but also, you know, as you can, I'm sure, imagine, has a lot of ups and downs. It's definitely really rewarding, but it's also a hustle, and, you know, you have to work at it every day, and, you know, I don't have a manager, I don't have booking, I have to do everything myself, and it's really fun learning experience, and it's a really good way to get into the music business side of things and learn all that. But the key thing to that whole thing is to have a lot of different projects, because there's no, you know, one band. You know, I'm a working musician. You know, I play anywhere between four or five up to 9 gigs in a week.
Wow.
Like last month I, you know, had 27 gigs, and it's a lot of it's just a mixed bag. You know, you play everything. Sometimes I have the most fun, you know, a festival that I'm playing for thousands of people with La Pomp, and sometimes you're playing for 5 people at a brewery, you know, solo or whatever it is. And I've started a lot of different bands and projects, and the one project that is coming up for an album release show is kind of my solo thing. And I put out a solo album with the help of my family, and we're going to be doing a release show at Ophelia's, which is a really, really fun venue in Denver. It's an old brothel that was converted into a restaurant and venue, and they have a wonderful sound crew and stage. And I'm going to be doing a show with some good friends of mine that are going to be joining me, so it's going to be a real blast.
Cool. So does your solo work also have the gypsy jazz sort of flavor?
You know, I think it's kind of impossible to shake it. You know, it's that style has definitely gotten into my playing in a way that I love. There's features to it in the music that are really unique and kind of permeate my like improvisation. But I'd say that the solo album kind of falls back onto my blues kind of background the most. So when I started playing music, I was really into, of course, like the Beatles and stuff like that. And Dylan and kind of learning just to strum the guitar and sing a little bit. But then I really quickly got into B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, Sonny Boy Williamson, stuff like that. And that, I wouldn't call this like a, it's not a blues album by any means, but it that element is like so permeated into myself and my core and my playing that it has that feel a lot. So I would just best describe the album as like, it's kind of like a singer-songwriter that's playing gypsy blues.
Yeah. I hear you, man. Well, we've been with David Lawrence, the front man of La Pompe Jazz, and they're playing tomorrow at the Pumpkin Jazz Festival at the Ann Korologos Gallery from
5 to 9.
Oh, 5 to 9.
A whole night of music for you guys. Yep. So
starting at 5 o'clock at the Ann Korologos Gallery in Basalt, downtown Basalt. Check out La Pompe Jazz. These guys are sounding really hot. And we're going to go out with one more from their new album, Passages. Thanks so much for talking with us today, David.
Cody, thank you so much. And I got to get up there soon with my guitar and play you some new songs, okay?
All right. Right on. We'll see you.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
Never knew the tide was the hand of the ocean. I never seen the wind apart from the tree. I hear a distant drum with its beat slow and steady. Dear, I pulled across a stream. My feet are bare and my hands are dirty. My eyes are covered, but the moon is full. The crunch of a branch that's breaking. Boom, the drum beats and I walk to a sound that's older than the deepest ocean. A rhythm painted with eternity. The soil feels like a long lost heaven. Boom, the drum beats and I feel free. Never knew the night was the home of the wise man. I've never seen the bank apart from the stream. I hear a distant drum with its beat slow and steady. It pulls me like a sultry dream. A fire burns, smolders in the distance. The smell of pine and persistence, a sacred circle that tastes of forgiveness. Boom, the drum beats and I walk through the pain and fear that I'm lost in a shadow. The nagging thoughts, no, they don't seem to matter. There's just a drum, soft but growing louder. Boom, my heart beats one with the moon.